doesn't have a basement.
Can you throw us a map up there, because we're familiar with what we did last year, Christy, didn't we do a mass approval on these lots?
Would you folks like to come up to the podium? How are you today?
Fine. Doing fine, thank you.
Good. For our record, we are taping this and we're streaming live on the internet. If you will let us know who you are.
Okay, I'm Terry Thompson. This is my wife, Dee Thompson. And we own a property in Payne Stewart Golf Course.
Yes, sir.
It's lots number 11 and 12, and phase four.
And we have both of those listed on our documents, right, Donna? Okay. We are ready to... Is this one of the properties here? Is that what you're indicating?
Yes. That looks like 11.
And can you show me the other lot as well? Then we can start talking about them.
Both lots were purchased in 2007 for $125,000, and their opinion of market value for today is $50,000.
Yeah, can I comment on that?
You can say whatever you'd like to.
Yeah, I when I made out this form, I think your new assessor suggested the form to me. I made out the form, and I wasn't familiar with what your ratio was of fair market value to appraised value, and I hadn't had a chance really to review the fair market value, so I just put down a number so that I could complete the form. But I have a different opinion of what the fair market value is now.
What is that opinion?
My opinion is that the fair market value, we've looked, Miss, if you could put that previous slide up. Yeah, if you could go down a little bit. Yeah, right now our lots are 11 and 12. They're on the market for $69,009. It's about halfway down the left column. That's lot 11, the one you just showed, and then the other one's $61,000. Since then, I've gone around the properties with our real estate agent, and he's given me a list of comparables. It looks like in the last 4 years, the highest price paid for a lot was $43,000, and most of them around $15,000. So that indicates that they're going for around $33,000 per acre for all golf course lots. Ours are on the golf course. And ours is about a half an acre. One's 0.47 and the other's 0.37 acres. So this is my a real estate fellow. I asked him if he'd make a comparative analysis for me. And so he indicated that he thought the assessed value for the lots would be $3,000 and $2,000. In other words, the cost per acre, the cost per acre is about $33,676, and if you divide that by 0.47, you'll get $15,000 for the fair market value for our 0.47 acre lot. And if you use the 19% fair market value to assessed value ratio, which I just calculated this. I don't know if that's what your standards are or not, but that's what I calculated. That would result in a $3,000 assessed value for lot 11 and a $2,352 assessment for lot 12. In going around and looking at this analysis, which is part of the rest of the letter that she's showing now, all of the dotted lots, the ones on the right that are dotted, those are golf course lots. And when he previously given me this comparative analysis, he had all the lots on, which I didn't think was fair because the golf course lots do sell for a bit more money. So I had him check off the ones that were golf course lots, and you can see the top one It's about the 1, 2, 3, 4. That was $43,000 that it sold for. So that's the highest price of any of the golf course lots that were sold in the last 4 years. If you look at the rest of them down at the bottom there, they're going for, let's see, here's one that went for $12,000. So we're very disappointed. Obviously, we spent $125,000 on this lot. We have them listed for $60,000 to $69,000, and we find out that the highest price that was sold in the last 4 years was $43,000, and we've had ours on the market for 6 months and haven't had any offers. We have some interest in lot 11, but no firm offer, but not at our selling price. So anyhow, we just believe that they're over-assessed. So on this form that I filled out and just put in the 50,000 number, is that number you wanted? I wasn't clear whether that's the fair market value or the appraised value you wanted me to put in there.
We set a mass appraisal on those golf course lots last year, and there was a lot of discussion about lowering it this year. I think that the price of the lots definitely are too high, but we had, and you were showing there, and we had sales of $73,000. We had, Chuck, did you make up a list on that one? On those, because we had one over out there in that.
No, sorry, I don't have any.
Okay. Anyway.
We did have yesterday, but we didn't bring it by.
Do you have an opinion on, because we talked about it, you're inside the SID out there, aren't you? That golf course is inside the SID.
Community Improvement District?
Oh, you know.
You say you have said.
I don't know that. I work in California. I'm not sure that.
It would be an additional charge that they would be sending you. You would.
I'd know it if I got it.
You'd know it.
I don't. Yeah, all I pay is when Chuck or somebody sends me this.
It would be on that tax bill, wouldn't it?
Okay, well, I've got the tax bill here. It says, Sid, yeah.
He is in it.
Yeah, 1528. Oh. Okay, I must be inside the Sid.
Yeah. This is your regular tax amount.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
the
SID is three-quarters of what I'm paying.
Yeah,
evaluated. I understand that. We talked about it last year as we did. We had the inside lots, and I think we talked about one of those yesterday, set at 49 and these at 69. And when we had that, that was a reduction, I think, from what it was the year before. So,
and they're still, I think, way...
I do too.
No, I don't. I don't think they're at 15,000. They're
no.
The figures that you showed.
Chuck, is this
yeah? Those are just the fact what they sold for.
Oh yeah, we got to look at
right.
It.
Right. I believe those are non golf front.
What do you think about us doing something this year?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, okay.
The ones that are starred.
I'll tell you what I'm looking at, and you can tell me if we're way off, but we were chatting here, and of course we've been through this for the last couple of years with the subdivision and the declining values of property.
We may go see what sales we've got.
Well, we've also got some that we have that are pretty near there that we have looked at that I don't want to go too low. On the other hand, I believe that the values of the properties are high. And I believe that we need to look at value that's more in line with what fair market value of that property is. But am I going too low or am I still too high if we set them at like 40 and 25? Now, I'm talking about the difference between a piece of property that sits right on the golf course and a piece of property that's off the golf course.
My thought is the one we looked at yesterday, and they had paid
20,
and it was one of the 40.
49.
It was off the 49.
Right.
Yeah.
So what did you say on those lots, the 49
40
you were thinking 25.
About?
25.
Run
that's
that.
Not bad.
I would be more to 45 to 49, moving the what we had on the interior lots down to 49 and the others at 25 or 30. That's what I was thinking before you guys made your remarks, but we'll look at them and see. I just
she's going to have some sales material for us too that we
right.
can take a look at.
Well, I seen on their comparison, even the top one they had on there was 40.
Christy, can we
or 73? There's a lot sold for 73.
Well, that was 73 per acre.
You got to look over on the left.
On the left is the selling price. And so the one for 43,000 was like a half acre. So it's a little misleading. It's really the sell about the third or fourth column, sell price. Yeah. So up there, that's the one. That sold for 43,000. That's the top selling price in the last 4 years for interior. I guess you call them interior running on a golf course.
Right. And like I said, like this board has discussed, we know that they're too high right now.
Mm-hmm.
But we had to go off of what we had to work with. We had 69 and 49. And I would be willing to cut them to the top golf course lots there, 49, and the others at either 25 or 30.
Christy, would you mind to go down that page?
Is that your stomach, Donna?
Yeah.
The next page, I guess. There we go. Thank you. So is that am I reading that right? There was a 30,000 just in 514. It was listed at 75,000. And that's got a dot, so it's a golf course lot.
Yeah, that's right. That sold for 30,000. That's the second highest.
That's
one.
Your second highest.
One sold for 43, the other sold for 30. And that was about a four tenths of an acre.
43,000.
That was the most recent sale in there.
Yep. Well, she's going to have some data there as well.
And that is...
That was sold in...
golf course on both
sides. 516.
They're actually sitting on the green on the front of it.
So you said 40 and 25, or what did you say?
But look here. You're 75, sold for 30,000.
That would suit me fine.
Okay, I see this.
It'd be interesting to see what differences he has in the sales data. We said that it's good at the end of the year, then he makes another change after the end of the year. That's to put us with what he finds there. That's what I'm sort of looking for. What's he going to do?
Of course, that doesn't that change with the. After there's a home built according to the price of the home, doesn't your land value change at that point?
I think we discussed this.
We did.
It depends on the assessor.
What happened?
No, I'm just thinking that Appraisal factor, go ahead.
Mr. Piddle?
What Rhonda's found is the sales we've got run from 9,500. The top one is 28,500 because we don't have all this because this is multi-list stuff that we don't get our hands on. So 9,500 to 28,500. It's kind of interesting. There's two here that are one's 0.63 acre and one's 0.65 acre, sold the same date. One was a $49,000 lot, sold for $25,000. And there was a $69,000 lot that sold for $28,500, which was the top one that we had.
Which I'd say those were sold together to the same person.
Probably, as Ron said, sold to the same folks, maybe. But anyway, and that was in November of 13, so more recent sale.
What was your statement on that? 40 and 25? Is that what you said? 45 or 25? Or what?
I was at 45 and 25.
I'll make a motion to that degree. I'll second it.
Are you asking him to make the motion?
I was at, he was making a recommendation of the price, and I said if he would entertain a motion to that, I would second it because I.
Well, I would make a motion on these two right now, the OE numbers 52 and 53, for 45,000 appraised.
Okay. And I'll second that.
Motion is made and seconded to establish the appraised value of 2014-52 and 53 at $45,000. Discussion. I believe that when the assessor reassesses in the reassessment year of 2015, these values are going to come back lower. I don't believe we have any sale that is that high, and all the data that is in the assessor's office is considerably lower than that. And we lowered the values of these properties last year. They haven't gone up, they've declined. I believe we're still too high. That's my opinion about this motion.
This neighborhood's hard because it doesn't have very many sales. And a lot of these sales are not arm's length.
They're stressed.
Right.
That's true.
And
people want to get out of there because
some of these $9,000 lots, I'm not sure where they're at, but there's one whole section in there that doesn't have any utilities I don't even know if it's paved. They still have lots up in the top northern part.
We talked to a lot of people last year that came in that were in there that wanted to get out of the area because of the SID and the adjustment, and there was, just as you said, there was areas that were one of the lots had totally been cleared by the developer next door to them and to the back of them, and we made adjustments on those, but we said that, and if what I think would be fair, Ron, and to answer your question about them being too high, is for them to be able to, or somebody in this group, go to the State Tax Commission and have them adjust for the number of lots that are stressed out there and have them adjust the price.
Well, the reason that they're stressed is because they can't sell them. And that they're not selling them because they're not worth a lot of money. It's just they can't sell them.
Right.
I'm interested, Chuck, in what you think and what value you think if this board's going to make a decision that we should set it at.
I would not be in favor of us going to the State Tax Commission and asking them to set the value. I saw a sale come in just recently, and it may have been one of those I quoted. It was a situation where a local individual has a home out there and he bought the neighboring lot.
memory serves me right, it was one of those at 28,000. And I'm, when I saw that, I'm thinking, okay, that's probably on the higher end of what those lots are worth, if he's willing to pay that for a neighboring lot. As a general rule, when you're after something like that, you pay full price or let somebody's. But anyway, I'm leaning more towards the, at this point, a 30-20 or something, a 30 for a golf course, and 20 towards the other. And there's some of those that, that you mentioned, Jeff, that don't have utilities, and we probably need to drive that place again and look for those. And they may need to be on at 15 or something. I've kind of honestly just put it off because I knew it's one of those that that's a big issue that needs to be corrected. But I think you all would be well to, since you ask, I think you'd be well to set some values for this year, because they're certainly, it would be extreme that a golf course lot brings 69. Well, it just doesn't happen. So.
I'm going to ask, is the, you said you weren't from here, but you've been out there. Is the golf course still in good operation as far as the fairways and greens?
Yeah, the golf course is fine. It's a nice golf course. The clubhouse, which we also pay dues on, which is another drag, has cut back its services. They don't serve dinner now. They used to serve dinner. So that's one kind of cutback. Yeah, the golf course is fine. There's two sections to this golf course property. One is on, I don't know, east or west or north or south, and there's a road that's supposed to connect them. That's not connected yet. There's part of the roads in there that there's sections that aren't paved. Where we are, I'll be honest, it is paved in there, and it's a little closer to the entrance. If we could sell it for $30,000, I don't know if we'd do it. We still have, the banks won't take short sales. We still owe the difference between our mortgage and the 30, but that's, you know, one sold for $43,000, the second one sold for $30,000, and then the rest of them are all down to $9,000 or so, and those are all golf course lots. One of the problems is supply and demand, and HCW keeps trickling them in, and then there are foreclosures, and those keep trickling in, and that just keeps the market depressed. So it's very difficult for us. You know, we bought these for $125,000, probably without thinking as much as we should have. But we kept thinking that, you know, the market must be $80,000, so they take a $45,000 loss. But now I've had them on the market for $60,000 and $70,000 and no bites.
So the way that I see this deal, and I'm just one board member, but you live in an area there where there's probably more value to what you have than if we split that off where there is no utilities and all that kind of stuff and go down and maybe have a reduction in $10,000 or $15,000 for, or even cut those lots in half that don't have any services.
Yeah, that's I'm not able to tell you whether they have. So I thought they had services. I thought they had all electric and water and sewage, but
not sure about the streets being paved.
Well, the streets are all in there. Just one section, and when we drove it on Tuesday, Ron Newman, who's our realtor, said, "Oh, here's a paved." Well, he's been going to the homeowners association meeting and saying, "Hey, this little strip, you go down. I mean, it's paved, but there's a little strip for about 200 feet that needs to be fixed." And he says, "I keep telling them this, and they haven't fixed it because they're short on funds." But it's all paved in there, so we're not different in that ours is paved and the others aren't. And I'm pretty sure they all have. I'm pretty sure they all have electric sewer and water. They got these big cans out in front of the lots with the electric on them, with the transformer or what in it.
Transformer. Yeah.
30.
Are you going to
rescind
your motion?
One thought is, I don't know if you want to wait or not, but our last day scheduled, we have the golf course is on our schedule out there. They're asking for...
They want to go up?
They're asking for a market value of $500,000 on the golf course. I'm looking at it on an income approach. And I'm quite certain I had a report that it had been somewhere and whatnot. There was a $2 million figure. Somebody was interested in buying it. They didn't want to sell it that cheap. That's not making sense. But anyway, they're asking for us to reduce the golf course a huge amount. And
I thought that I heard that it had sold.
Is that right? May have since.
Yeah, I've heard the same rumor. But then I heard the person that you're probably thinking about said that the big word is pain. Pain in the rear if he bought it. He bought it.
But anyway, I don't know that that has anything to do with your decision. But what they're saying is the golf course is not producing a good income.
I think we didn't get show that to. We got a second, but if you rescind your motion, you can go lower. The discussion has made me reconsider.
I'm sorry.
Would you like to withdraw your motion?
I would withdraw.
Will the seconder of the motion withdraw the second?
I'll withdraw my second.
Is there a new motion?
I would make a motion for BOE numbers 52 and 53 to set the appraised value at $40,000.
I'll second.
Motion is made and seconded to set the appraised value of BOE numbers 2014-52 and 53 at $40,000. Discussion.
My only thinking is when you don't have any land sales, you use extraction, or you take home sales and extract the land from that value. And these are, which is usually around 18 to 20%, somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. These are $400,000 houses that they're building out there. I mean,
aren't they restricted for certain price homes?
Yes.
Yes. And that's another thing that I brought up a while ago, but I didn't get any answer from anybody on is your land value changes.
So that would be that's the only reason why.
And we had the $43,000 sales, so.
All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Let me inform you that the county clerk is going to send you written notification of the decision of BOE today. We're also going to further discuss the subdivision, but you also will receive information that will give you the right, if you're not pleased with the decision, to take it on to the Missouri State Tax Commission, in which case they would hear an appeal from this decision to them. I think you've also already had a glimpse of what the assessor's looking at for the reassessment for 2015 from the comments that he made here a minute ago, but mm-hmm. I'm just trying to give you all the information I can.
Sure. Is this the numbers didn't
the appraised value would be set at $40,000, so the assessed value that you would pay taxes on would be 19% of that value.
Right, okay.
Somewhere around
and the lots you mentioned 52 and 53, I didn't are those my lots or
yes,
our
sir.
Lots?
Yes.
Okay, because...
No, those are BOE numbers that we have for those two lots.
Because I can't find them on here.
Right. No, those are our in-house numbers that are referring to your lots.
Okay. So it would be, right now, you're recommending 40,000 valuation.
Yes, sir.
So our assessed to be 19, roughly 8,000, a little under that.
Yes, sir.
Yours last year was 69,000, so we cut it to that much.
From 69 to 40.
Yes.
69 to 40.
Okay, well, it's the right direction.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Let's hope the economy changes the value of those lots for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's free it up.
I'm hopeful for a lot of people.
There we are. Okay.
Where are you folks from?
We're from outside of San Francisco. It's a little town called Alamo.
Sure.
You know where that is?
Yes.
Oh.
D is from Jefferson, Ohio, which is a town about 2,000 people, county seat of Ashtabula County, which reminds us of Forsyth.
In Ohio.
In Ohio, yeah.
Now, is that in the eastern side of Ohio?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. On the Pennsylvania border.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we haven't lived there for 40 years, so.
When I was 16, I got a job in the auditor's office. So I'm used to this kind of surround.
I'm from Sacramento.
Oh, are you? Oh, okay.
Okay.
Good.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Loved going to San Francisco, froze to death.
You can tell the tourists.
Okay. I still remember my dad saying, it's going to be 75 in San Francisco, let's go. I go, isn't that kind of cold, Dad?
Oh, that's warm.
Mark, you know what Mark Twain said? He said, the coldest winter ever spent was one summer in San Francisco.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Okay.
All
right. Thank you,
folks.
Thank you very much. I was just looking for it. Thank you. No money in it.
Is our next appointment in person? It's a teleconference. Can you give me a phone number?
Let's see. The one that's listed is... 544-1266.
Stephanie
Ridley.
Are we all ready for that, gentlemen? It's going to be an interesting year, Chuck.
To say the least.
To say the least. Okay, let me find this Ridley here.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Out there, it's the same pride. And there's one thing, there's a picture up there.
This is a vacant lot.
If Christy wanted to pull up the map, if you wanted to prepare beforehand, I'd say that it's certainly, it may be worth what we got it on for, but it certainly is not equally assessed. If you go to the lot just south of that, Christy.
They're saying that their property is not a lakefront property, yet they noticed that both of these flats that they've attached here are lakefront, and they're paying half of the property tax that they're paying, and they're asking for a fair adjustment.
Well said. If you click on that, well, if you don't mind, click on the report on that. Well, that's got a structure on it. But if you go up two more lots,
I think the empty one right there, yes.
Interesting last name.
about hitting the report on that one, Kristen.
Turn it to see.
Yeah, we've got it on for 23.5, and their lot was, I think, on at 48. And it's a, pardon me?
Something's
on 46. Is it 46? I forgot. But that one's lakefront, it's 23, and theirs is across the street, not right on the lake, and it's whatever it is.
Are you going to have a recommendation for us on this?
I can if you like. I'm just giving you a heads up what you're looking at. It appears that, again, I don't know, it may be worth that, but the other ones are...
Sure looks like that she's assessed more than the others.
Yeah, it's not a fair assessment anyway. My opinion.
Go ahead. I was just wondering, I was just going to ask Christy real quick if she had an opinion about you. Okay. Sorry.
That could be the lay of the property, for sure. Out there that close to the lake could be pretty steep, and up there where she's got two roads that split and go around on both sides of her lot, it could be a flatter area.
Might be.
Of course,
house is built on those.
It's hard to say because you end up, they'll build a house anywhere.
Yep.
You know.
It may be that the house there in front of it on the lake blocks a view, so it doesn't have a view too
right.
Good. Afraid if the people built on that next one to the south, then they wouldn't have any view. So.
Yeah, but it's kind of odd that those that do have the view are valued at less money.
Yeah.
Did you say you was going to have a recommendation?
Without really looking at it, I'd say 20, 25, something like that.
What's the one off the bucket? What's the value on the land above?
Shall I go ahead and dial? What's the one right in front of it there at Lakeland Beach? Drop down, small square next to the house.
11,000.
Right there?
Yeah.
And what's this
20,000?
I think, if nothing else, you're equalizing. And when we get around to doing reassessment, we can look at them. And again, there may need to change it for 15, but I think that would be the right thing to do to equalize it.
This is Ron Houseman with the Tana County Board of Equalization. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is this Stephanie Ridley?
Yes, it is.
Stephanie, I have you on speakerphone with the Board of Equalization, and we're looking at a piece of property that you have filed an appeal on for the valuation of that property.
Yes.
Are you ready to talk with us about that?
Yes, I am.
Would you like to share with us what you think the value of that property is worth? Nothing like jumping right into it, is there?
Right. The value, gosh, it's not what we paid for it. I just wanted to give you a little brief history on the property. We bought it in 2005, and then we were going to build on it. Then my mom got ill, then I brought her out here, and then she bought it with the intention of building and staying here, and then she passed away in July, so... We inherited the property back, so the property's been in the family since 2005. The value right now that is coming in is around $25,000. That's a general price that I could sell it if we were to sell the property. We had gone to a realtor to do that. Just briefly, after about a year or two that we first bought the property, my husband went into the, I believe it was the assessor's office, to find out about putting an address on the property. And when he did, that's when our taxes were raised. Originally, our taxes were $273.40, and then they were raised to $452.17. When we were looking at selling the property again, our realtor said that when she had looked at properties in that area, that, and I think you have that before you, as some copies of lakefront property.
Hey, Stephanie?
Yes.
Before we let you go any further, perhaps to save you some time, because we have been discussing some of these different properties, I would entertain a motion from this board to establish the value at the price you've given us of
$25,000. I would make that motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
There is a motion and a second to establish the value of the parcel of property that we are looking at, known as BOE number 2014-54, at $25,000. Stephanie, is that going to work for you?
Yes.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Stephanie, you're going to receive notification from our county clerk's office of this valuation change, and that will be effective for this year.
Okay. Now, my question is there any way that I may receive some kind of compensation for overpaying taxes through the years?
I don't know of a way, unless you can convince the assessor or the county commission that they need to go back and look at prior years, because the values are based on different times. But I can assure you that it will be lowered for this year. And if you want to pursue something for a prior year, then my first comment would be to check with the assessor. He can lead you either back to the commission or himself if he feels that's the way we should go.
All right, and so would I call this phone number for the county that I have on
Chuck,
the
Chuck, am I telling you right, or should we do something else?
This is a non-reassessment year. You cannot change last year's unless you can prove it's an erroneous assessment or a clerical error. You can't change.
I'm confident she can't hear what you're saying because you don't have a thing over there.
I'm just saying that you can't change the prior year, because this is a non-reassessment year, so you cannot appeal for last year, only for this year, unless it's a clerical error made by the assessor's office.
And how would I know that or be able to even prove that? Well, there's no way I could.
Let me help you with this. The assessor is sitting right here, and he's part of this board, so he's hearing the conversation. We'll ask him to take a look at that for you. Is that fair?
That's fair. I appreciate that.
You bet.
And after he looks at it, will we receive something where I can respond, or how will it work? What would be the next step after he reviews it?
We have the phone.
You're right there.
We have a phone number, I guess.
It's on your paperwork?
Yes. I'll look at it. This is Chuck, the assessor. I'll look at it and give you a call.
All right. Okay. That would be great. I appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. You have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You want me to give you her number right here, Chuck? I've got it in front of me. Oh, you've
is
got it there.
The scans?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah. On the first page of her scans.
Got it.
She seemed very nice. 25. We got a little free realtor advice there. The next one is also. And
801-655-3848.
And I'll be talking with
Clarence Wilcox.
I'm still looking for Clarence. What?
Wilcox.
Wilcox.
Am I I missing something on this one, too?
Let's see. Tell me what you're seeing.
What is it? What do you got it set at?
Yeah, we need to go to camera.
Okay, this...
You have to add these two together.
No, right. I mean, it's like...
There it is right there.
This is evidently one...
102.
Oh, it's 139,579 for res and $24,500 for commercial.
Christine, that WILCOCG.
But they're asking for higher than what that adds up. Is that what you're saying, Jim?
Right. I mean, it looks like yours is at 102, if I'm adding correctly. Or somewhere right in there. Just up.
Yeah, something.
139,579, and they're asking for 112. And that doesn't include the commercial value of 24,500.
I don't know what you're looking at.
Did you hand this to
him? No, I gave him a list of links at 1,000 hertz.
Okay, this.
That ain't good.
Do you see who did that right there?
I know, that's what I'm wondering. Yeah.
Well, never what, mind that. What are you showing? What do you have? That's what I have.
Right.
Behind Donna.
Are you looking at the beacon?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at the value Christy's put in here, and I'm assuming you got that from the textbook.
No, because I didn't have
the
textbook.
Yeah, this is
quarter.
So where did you get these values at?
For beacon before.
From beacon before.
I'll give you the number.
You know, I have a question for us. If we get done with this, are we going to find that we're not looking at...
if I could, we've had problems with updating into Beacon. And we've had some conversations, but we've still got problems.
Well, if in fact... We need to find the correct value of this property before we talk to the gentleman. Let's stand in recess for a few minutes.